We're so thankful today for the Holy Spirit that you've given to the church. The Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth, that leads us in that path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you for your presence in this house today, God. We celebrate you today. We celebrate you today. We're so thankful that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are indeed our more than enough. And we worship you today in spirit and in truth. The God of more than enough. The God that has rescued us and brought us into the kingdom for such a time as this. And the church said, amen.
Hallelujah. You can be seated. We're going to do something different. We're going to just fire this thing up to begin with, because it goes along with what I'm going to be ministering on later. But it's something that we need to keep before us. And we're going to watch a video called "This Is My King."
The Bible says my king is the king of the Jews. He's the king of Israel. He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of the ages. He's the king of heaven. He's the king of glory. He's the king of kings. And he's the Lord of lords. That's my king. I wonder, do you know him? My king is a sovereign king. No means of measure can define his limitless love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. Do you know him? He's the greatest phenomenon that has ever crossed the horizon of this world. He's God's son. He's a sinner's savior. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He is the loftiest idea in literature. He's the highest personality in philosophy. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's the only one qualified to be an all-sufficient Savior. I wonder if you know him today. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He strengthens and sustains. He guards and he guides. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He forgives sinners. He discharges debtors. He delivers the captive. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He serves the unfortunate. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent. And he beautifies the meek. I wonder if you know him. He's the key to knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. Do you know him? Well, his life is matchless. His goodness is limitless. His mercy is everlasting. His love never changes. His word is enough. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. And his yoke is easy. And his burden is light. I wish I could describe him to you. Yes, he's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hand. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. Yeah! That's my king. That's my king.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. That don't make you, boy, you don't have none, amen? Oh, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
The God we're serving is awesome God, amen?
Amen.
Woo. I had to calm down just a minute. You see, I know my king. I know my king. Hallelujah. Said the grave couldn't hold him. And death couldn't handle him. Hallelujah. Oh.
All right. Keep going.
Oh, hallelujah. Just give me just a minute, y'all. I get a little excited about these kind of things occasionally. We have in our presence today several people that are aging. Amen. You know, it must be nice to be married to your woman and her birthday same day yours is. That's awesome. That's awesome. That is really great. And then, you know, the bad thing about that is if she give you a surprise birthday party, she may as well be surprised too. Ain't that right? I think that's awesome. But with that being said, we would like to sing happy birthday to everybody here that has birthdays this week. Amen? Oh, hallelujah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just had to go there. Amen. I'm all right, y'all. I'm all right. We'll get together here just in a minute. But it's all right, and it's all right to have fun in church, right?
Amen.
It's all right to feel good when you hear the word and it's spoken. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's go, y'all. Trying to start trouble in here today. Woo! How y'all doing this morning? Is everybody good? Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. It's good to be back in the house of God this morning, y'all. One more day to get gassed up for the week. Amen? Amen. You know, everybody thinks tomorrow's the first day of the week. Nah, today's the first day of the week. Yeah, let's put God first. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, is she gonna play, you gonna play drums? Pardon? What happened to her? we do. Somewhere. Call.
We can do this all the time.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it, Kinsey. And everybody else, I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless me.
just thank you, Lord God, one more day that you have made. We can rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I've been in them positions where I didn't know which way to turn or what to do next. But through the grace of God, I could look up. And I could reach my hand out to him. And I could say, here you go, you take that. I ain't big enough to handle that situation. You take it, Lord. That's what you said you'd do. And that's what he'll do. Amen? So you can put all that on him. You know, he drug that cross for us. He didn't walk that far for nothing packing that cross. He didn't shed blood for us for nothing. Amen? Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Boy, ain't it good to be at a good church. You know that. Ain't that it? Ain't it good to be in front of people that tell you the truth and not what you want to hear? That's right. That's right. I've been around people that they spoke the word, but they couldn't speak it like it should have been. They're scared to step out. I was afraid that they might hurt some of their tithers. Bottom line, don't want to run the money off. We got to pay bills. Well, I thank the Lord to handle the bills. You might need to walk on them toes a little bit. He may need to hear something, amen, or she may need to hear something as far as that's concerned. When I first started doing this, I go to these places and God would put something on my heart to say, and I was apprehensive about doing that. I'd hold back. And he dealt with me about that. No, that ain't what you're up there to do. You're in here to deliver a message. We're in here to take a message back out there and deliver it. Yeah, that works two ways. Yeah. But anyway, I got to where that, hey, I'd go to these churches and it is what it is. Some I got invited back to. Some I did not. But you know what? I did what I had to do. That's what we have to do. We have to do what we have to do. Amen. Because I promise you, my king will have your back. And he's your king too. Ain't that right? Now he'll have your back as well. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. Ain't that right? Hallelujah. church. This is one y'all knew. Yeah. Let's give the Lord some praise.
His praise.
Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Do you ever think why you come to church? You ever think one Sunday, you ever walk in there, what am I doing here today? You ever had that feeling? I have. I've walked in here, what am I in here?
Yeah.
You know, I don't feel like that I need to be in here as bad as I feel today. You know, pity parties and all this good stuff. This one song I used to sing said, no matter what kind of problem I have, he would work it out. I put my trust in you, and I really understand. If I call on him right now, imagine that. If I call on him right now.
Right now.
Not in a minute.
Yeah. Right now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I serve an awesome God.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm. And that's my game.
I can get around my acquaintances, my friends, if you will, and they see I serve an awesome God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, Ricardo has stuck his head in that hole before. Mm. And when I pull my head out of that hole, I had a few knots on it. But you know what? I went through that to get to this spot. I went through all my trials and tribulations. And hear me, I went through. There's no sin greater than the other. So no matter what's in front of you, we are going to go through it. And it's up to our church body here to help each other get through. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, yeah. That's what we got to have each other's
back. Amen.
You know, there's strength in numbers. Amen. You know, when you pray for the same thing, I'm quite sure God's like, wow, this bunch is really praying for this. Let me see what I can do. I believe that. One of these good old days, we gonna stand before our Maker. One of these days. And when you get asked a question, why did you did or didn't do certain things? Well, the older I get, hopefully the more wiser I get. And hopefully with wisdom, I'm going to be able to stand here and say, well, Lord, I did the best I could. And hopefully I get to hear, well done. I hope that's the way that works. Because as long as we have life in our body, we have hope. And as long as we have hope, we can choose to do the right
thing.
And when we choose to do the right thing, that's what that answer is going to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, well. Y'all wake up in here this morning. Y'all for quiet in the church. Y'all for quiet. Go ahead, guys. So I just start right there?
Thank you. thank you, Lord
yes,
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's
amen.
My
king.
Praise you, Jesus.
Woo. We serve an awesome God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I just thank you.
Hang over.
God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night,
His light.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. 'Cause He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
But God is good all the time.
And through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. For us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify that His love is everlasting and His mercies, they will never end.
God is good,
God is good
all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
But God is good.
All the time.
Through the
darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time. Though I may not understand all the plans You have for me, my life is in Your hands. And through the eyes of faith, I can clearly see
God is good,
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine.
God is good,
God is good
all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine.
God is good,
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 my God is good,
God is good,
my God is good,
God is good,
God is good,
God is good
all the time.
Stand up dancing.
Hallelujah. That's my king.
That's your king, Dad? That's right. That's right.
Now I know him.
That's right. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! That is just good to see right there. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Can I get the ushers to come forth, please? Oh, hallelujah. Woo! That just done me some good right there now. Yeah, Grandpa here is shaking the leg, y'all. What y'all say to that? Oh, it's awesome.
Look at God walking without a boot or
amen. That's right. That's exactly right. Amen.
I'm grateful.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wednesday night in a boot. And, I took her crutches away from her Tuesday morning before she went to school. I said, no more crutches. And just started and praise God.
That's right. She's back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord God, I just thank you for the offering
today, Lord God.
Father. I thank you for the love and the cheer and the joy you put in this church, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the givers, Lord God. I thank you for blessing each individual that puts their time here and spend their time here, Lord God, to clean, to fix, and just to do whatever is necessary, Lord. I ask you to bless them mightily in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, Kenzie. I ain't done. We need to go back to that last song. I kind of like that song this morning. I sure do. I kind of like watching Grandpa shake his leg, if you know what I mean. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine. 'Cause God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time. One more time, y'all. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, his light will shine. God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
God is good.
All the time. If you're walking through the valley, there are shadows all around. You'll not fear, He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. 'Cause He has promised to never leave you, nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good,
God is good.
All the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good
all the time.
And through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good.
God is good
all the time. Though I may not understand all the plans you have for me,
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good,
God is good
all the time.
All the time.
Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good,
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 my God is good,
God is good,
God is good,
God is good
all the time.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know what, y'all? I left early last week, and I just want to share with the church comments people make. And anyway, the couple that was here, I don't know the lady's name, but anyway, it really makes no difference. But I heard she made a comment that this church has it going on. Hey, I like that. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. She just put it out there that you know, talk about the praise and worship team, mm-hmm. and talking about the church in general, how much is happening here. You know, we can't see that. Because we're in here. But to people out there, when they call in here and ask us for prayer and see how people's lives are changed by what we do. Amen?
Because yes.
That's what's going on.
The two little teenage boys that come with my family on Easter, both of them made comments that, wow, you know. And it's like, and they go to church all the time.
Amen.
And they just like, they felt the Spirit of the Lord as Tina had.
Amen. See, that's an awesome thing.
My friend Cheryl. Alonza that came from Danville, she was saying that she wished She wished she didn't live so far. And she wished that, you know, they had something like this in Danville. Danville's a big town compared to Columbia. Mm-hmm. She said there's nothing like this in Danville. So
that's right. So yeah, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ought to give our church ourselves a hand.
Yeah.
And our pastors and everybody, surely. I mean, this is awesome. This is awesome. But it comes from good tutelage.
Several years ago, someone heard a message here, and they referred, after it was over, they said that was like taking a bath in electricity.
That's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
That's an awesome thing.
And I got to thinking, and I thought, you know, people will come in here just like last Sunday or just like the bath and electricity and that sort of thing, and they'll experience the presence of God. Then they go right back to what they've always been used to doing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But you know, like you and Mom used to tell me back when I talked to people and they never would acknowledge, you sowed a seed.
Yeah.
You sowed a seed is what you did. So it's all good. You sowed a seed.
Yeah.
We're doing what we're supposed to do.
Amen. I'll tell you what, from the time this church started till now, there's been a whole lot of mushrooms that have come up that were seeded from here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Praise God.
Yeah. So we can do that. You know what? I'm going to sing y'all, we are going to sing you all one more song. And this is coming from Ricardo. Happy Mother's Day to all moms in here today. Amen. Because I know I have a bunch of moms in this church. So happy Mother's Day to all of y'all. But anyway, we haven't sang this song for a while, but I like it. I'm like Nana, I like them all.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. Then what can stand again? God is healer, awesome in power, our God, our God.
Place to be with you.
Thank you,
man.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. Pastor.
Hallelujah.
You know, anybody that's come here today, I just thought of the little old song. It's just like you've been energized. You've been reinforced. Your faith has been built up. You know what I'm thinking? You know, now we used to sing, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Why? Because that's what the purpose of coming together is. The purpose of the church is to build the other up. To edify, to go out and do the ministry. Amen. And when you feel like you can run through a troop and leap over a wall, that means, God, I'll be ready this week. We're going to hear the word, and then I'll be ready to go out and do the work of the ministry. Amen?
Hallelujah.
I just want to remind everybody, I must have said it wrong. Make your checks out to Brad or Ashley instead of New Life. So if you're going to leave them an offering in the back. But if you've already wrote a check, that's fine. We'll take care of it. But that was my mistake.
Amen. Well, I want to do one thing. I was going to say this a little later, but classes will be going to their places in just a minute. And in a minute, before all of a sudden, we're going to recognize some others. But while we're in this flow, have y'all noticed the awesomeness of the way it started out? This is my king. Do you know him? And then all the songs you picked out, it's just like... You sit down, and I said, Ricardo, this will go with it, and this will go with it, and this will go with it. But this past week, I heard a song, and it's a little different. But I woke up the other night, and I couldn't sleep, middle of the night. And the words of this song just kept going over and over and over in my mind. And the name of the song is God is Real. It's a brand new song. I don't see how any of you could ever heard it yet. And it might not do for you what it did for me. But I don't know how many times I've listened to it. And the awesomeness of listening to it and thinking, and what we've said this morning, that's my king. Do you know him? But this song is things that we need to think about. We need to remind ourselves of that God is real. So go ahead and start the CD. Thank you. God is real. That's my King. Do you know him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just sit here in the power of the presence. And I tell you what, I just praise God for all you mothers. And we appreciate you. If it wasn't for mothers, we wouldn't be here. I mean, you mothers have a whole lot to do with what goes on in this world. And I'd like for all the mothers to come up, and Ricardo, I'd like for you to help me. All the mothers come up and just line up across the front here and pull that. We got four? Oh, okay. Well, see, I didn't know that. There's flowers for all the mothers when they leave. It's the kind you can take home and plant. Yeah. And that way you can look at it and remember. And
how you doing, Dad?
Oh, I'm having fun.
I am too.
Hallelujah. He's my King.
Do you know him?
And you know, thank that song that I just had played. That was Jan Harbuck. And last year, about the same time I died, she nearly died. They told her she'd been one day longer getting to the hospital. She'd been dead. And she's had a hard journey too, but during the midst of it, God gave her that song.
Amen.
God is real.
Amen.
And we got to, and the key comes down to what the man on the tape said. Do you know him?
Right.
Do you know him? And what I want you to do, Ricardo, is I want you to start over here and go by, and I want you to greet all the mothers now. Shake hands with them or put your arm around their shoulder, but just be. And you know, I don't have what you say or what you would call a Mother's Day sermon. I've got a sermon about the King. And how important it is to know him and what it really means to know him. You know, there's a difference. Well, I'm getting into my sermon, I better hush. I will say this much for you ladies that won't be in here because you're going to class. There's a difference between knowing about him and knowing him. I already know. I already got the three numbers. But I don't. Four numbers, okay. Well, I'll have to go, Lord, what's the other number? Okay. I got them. Okay, now, I'm not gonna pick out one and give to each, but if I call your number, you come up here and get one of these, whatever one you want. There's four of them. There'll be three the next time, and two the next time, and one after that, and that'll be the one you get. We're going to do this, and then I'm going to pray for you. But the first one is number four. One, two, three,
okay.
Four. That's heaven.
Come on,
The next one is number 9. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Linda. The next one's number 15. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Denise. Okay, she's deferring to Mama, so Mama, come on.
I know what that was at.
And now that they've switched around, instead of the number, I'll just call the person's name. The other number was 17, and that's Darlene. That's only one left. That's
everybody
it.
Everybody was humble.
Well, we're going to pray. If you can, just you ladies hold the hand of the lady next to you. While I'm praying for all of you, y'all be praying with the ones you're holding hands with. Heavenly Father, Your word talks a lot about mothers and the virtue of them and the importance of them and the influence that they have, Lord God, upon their families and upon the acquaintances around them. Because, Lord God, we're to a degree a product that was made by our parents and by our grandparents. And even, Lord God, as You spoke to Timothy and You told him to remember the faith that he had that was once in his mother and his grandmother. And Father, I thank You that every day some of these mothers have grown children. Some of them have grandchildren. Some of them have great-grandchildren. But they all have a special position as mothers. And I ask, Lord, that You would bless them, give them a bond together that they can know that there's somebody they can turn to if they need anything. And I thank You, Father, that they will be treated with respect and honor by their children and by their spouses. By their parents. Because, Lord God, when it comes right down to it, we're all under Your kingship. You're our King. And I thank You, Lord God, that I know You. And that these mothers know You. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Classes may be dismissed.